That was an abrupt ending, Laura. Thanks. Hey, everybody. This is Nick Skolsky-Greeny from South Carolina. And for those of you who are new to the call, I want you to know that this is a safe place to learn. We cover a lot of good basic building tools. Then we take you to the next level. Everything is generic. There's no cross-recruiting. There's never any endorsements of people or products. Just a good place to get some information that maybe you're not getting somewhere else. The first thing I'd like to do is thank you for your time and attention. Second thing I'd like to do is promise you it'll be a solid 60 minutes. It'll be a good investment. And the third thing I'd like to do, this call's about you, so I want to open it up and get some introductions. I'd like to find out who you are, where you're from, and what kind of day you're having. Hold on 1 second. Somebody say hello so I know we're live.
Hello.
Go ahead and do the introductions. Go ahead. Sally, thanks for being here from Disney World.
Jermaine from
Center, Michigan.
Jermaine,
Thank you
for being here. Keep going.
Houston, Texas.
I heard Bill McDermott from LAN. I guess it's Nikita and Martina from Houston, Texas. A couple of people in between. I'll go another 5 seconds. Somebody say hello.
Hi, Karen from Canada.
Thanks for being here from Florida. Thanks for being here from Canada. Last call.
Pompano Beach, Florida.
DK, Tennessee.
I got CJ. Keep coming on the line. I'll do one more time. Anybody else want to say a quick hello?
Anna Wheatley from Canada.
Anna Wheatley. Thank you for being from Canada. Hold on, everybody.
It's Fisher from St. Augustine.
Thank you for being here from St. Augustine. And I think that was Mitzi. And I heard my good friend Jeff Cole also up in Minnesota. Bear with me 1 second here. Somebody say hello so we know we're live.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Bear with me. Now, Laura, it's just me and you, Laura. Thanks for putting the music up a few minutes ago. And now we're good to go. As I mentioned earlier, this is totally generic training. It's a safe place to learn. I want you to sit back and relax. If you've got a nice quiet place, if you've got some books, some papers, some pens, you probably want to take a few notes. But the most important thing is to absorb the concepts that I share with you. For those of you who don't know me, we've got some new people on the call. You should know a little bit about my background. I've got a philosophy. Some people teach it. Some people do it. I make a sincere attempt to do both and share with you what I've discovered on a road to somewhat of a story of success. So you don't have to go through the same obstacles and bumps in the road and problems that I did. You can go over, under, around, or through, and then your journey might be a little quicker, a little easier, a little more convenient. I want to give you a gift, first of all. If you haven't been there, you can go to www.10kwithnick.com. Among other things, there's a set of 8 CDs there, totally generic, have nothing to do with our company, your company, have everything to do with making money. You'll hear I took Nick Kinzinger, a retired school teacher, helped him make $250,000 net his first year in the business. You'll hear how I worked with Herb Hunter, a businessman up in Detroit, and we grossed, probably 180, but it was net, over $130,000 in less than 6 weeks using these principles and techniques and concepts that I shared with you. At the other end of the spectrum, you hear from Nathan Cook, a young college student in Atlanta when I met him, 21 years old, went on to make over $300,000 in the next 2 years, has his own seminar company right now, and Michael Califf, who was down in Texas. I met Michael when he was 22, 23, and he wanted to own some bricks-and-mortar businesses. And today he's got his own tax preparation service and 2 or 3 other companies, too. And the important thing to remember here is it's what the prospect wants. It's what they want to do. And if we can put them in a position where they can pick up some business acumen, pick up the capital that's necessary, whatever their dreams are, they can achieve. Make a note here just for tonight only. Our good friend, my best friend, and your mentor, my multimillionaire marketing partner, Alex Weiss, has got a personal family problem, and our thoughts and our prayers go out to him and Eva, but he'll be gone for the next 10 days. So for tonight only, if you need to get a question to me, use this address, CEO@wealthshowcase.com. That's exactly like it sounds, WealthShowcase.com. And I will take a portion of the time, and we'll do some live interaction at the end here. So if you're not near a computer, you just happen to be on the phone, maybe you're in your car or somewhere else, I can get your questions answered. But we'll go right up and use the full 60 minutes. Also, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And then for normal business, you can reach me at 843-301-6459. And my normal email address is Skolsky, my last name, S-K-O-L-S-K-Y, the number one at gmail.com. So you can be in touch with me as much as you want to be. There's a blog that's coming out in June. It's nickskolsky.com. It's under construction, but you can get access to it now. If you like these calls, you can actually access an archive library on every call we've done for the past 11 weeks and kind of keep up with what we're doing here because we like to build on each week. We don't like to go back to the beginning. Enough about me. This call is all about you. I appreciate the introductions, and I hope we're ready to start here. Gosh. You ever have a prospect and you're talking to them and they say, Nick, is this selling? You know, that's pretty common. It comes up quite a bit, right? I don't know if you guys try to disguise it or duck it, but the fact is recruiting is selling. And those of you who've been around me know this. I consider recruiting to be the highest form of selling. We're not talking to somebody that's giving us a credit card to buy a washer or signing a note or a mortgage to get a car or a piece of land. There's a great element of trust that's been established when you bring somebody into your business or I bring somebody into my business. And that trust factor means that they are giving you, literally, a piece of their life. We all know that, you know, my foundation is that 24 hours in the day is something that we all share. It's the great equalizer. It's how we use it or abuse it that places us where we are in life. So when you've got a prospect and that trust has been established and they're willing not to just invest money with you so they can change their life, understand that's a heavy responsibility. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later on, but I want you to understand that you don't want to duck that issue. You don't want to tell people there's no selling involved. I love these ads. No prospecting, no selling, no doing anything. Well, what do they need me for? What do they need you for? You know, the prospecting and the recruiting are the key elements for anyone to build a successful business. The prospecting is easy, but the recruiting requires a little more psychology, and I hope to share that psychology with you tonight. You know, when I share with people that recruiting is the highest form of selling, I let them know exactly what I'm looking for. And you might want to jot this down. It's a good catchphrase. It covers a lot. But what I'm doing is I'm looking for persuasive recruiters and effective trainers. Now, if you haven't been on my CDs, you'll pick up on that on the very first session. For those of you who heard it before, it's worth sharing again. And my follow-up question, and this is where people, when you're interviewing people, you ask a question and it's open-ended, you drop it. You follow it up with, I need to know something. I need to know, are you now that person, or do you want to, and can you become that person? Because if you can, I can show you how to teach and grow rich. Well, Nick, what do you mean by that, teach and grow rich? I think when you boil down our job description, if you want to put it down to two words, I think what we are is we're teachers and coaches. It really comes down to showing people what we do, and then coaching people up so they can live it up to their fullest potential. But that's what we are, and that's kind of funny because all through school, I thought that I was going to be a teacher and a coach, and it didn't turn out that I'm coaching some baseball team and I'm not teaching in some high school or some university, but I did manage to fulfill my lifelong ambition of being a teacher and a coach, and the financial rewards really are far beyond anything that I envisioned had I been a traditional type teacher and coach. We need to let them know that there is a better way. I want you all to stop and think about something for a minute. You know, there's people on this call from all over the country. It doesn't matter if you're down in St. Augustine, where Mitzi is, or you're down in South Florida, or you're on the other side of the world out there where Ann is out in Canada. It doesn't matter if you're in a big city, little town, or a village. Just stop for a minute and look around, figuratively speaking. Who's driving the nice cars and living in a nice house? Who seems to have a little less stress in their life? Who's enjoying the vacations? Who seems to have money investing, working for them 24/7? Who seems to be able to give to charity in a big way? And it comes down to people who are employers, merchants, not EEs, not employees, not people working for a paycheck from Friday to Friday. Now, the good news is with our business, you don't have to have a factory. You don't have to own a franchise that could cost anywhere from, you know, a couple hundred thousand to a couple of million. You don't have to own a business, a bricks and mortars, quote-unquote, business to enjoy those same benefits. And I'm not just talking about the money. I'm talking about the psychological rewards. I'm talking about the sense of achievement. I'm talking about the reduction of stress in our life. I'm talking about the ability to take that money and do some good for other people as well as for yourself and your family. I love when I'm on a three-way. I love three-ways. And for those of you who are newer in the business, you're going to find out you're going to start making a serious income when you assemble the team and you're doing the three-way calls for them. And I love it when I share with the prospect, I want you to understand this, Mary Jo or Bob or Susie or whoever it is. I don't make $1 unless you make a lot of dollars. Now, that's going to resonate with people. You know, I'm not in this for a scalp or a fast start bonus or some recognition on a chart. I'm in this game to find a marketing partner who can understand a few basic, simple business principles, who can internalize what we share, and together we can get you to where you want to go. And it's the old Zig Ziglar philosophy. We can all get where we want to go if we help others get to where they want to go to first. But you just think about that for a minute. Who's enjoying the lifestyle? Who's living in that dream home you promised your wife 20 years ago? And when people go on vacations, they're going to Tahiti, and I know a lot of you listen to the river story, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you have to be in business for yourself. It doesn't have to mean that you have to leave your primary profession. It certainly is a way that we can take some dead dormant hours, a little less time dreaming and scheming and wishing and hoping, and master a few basic principles. And you know what? You can change your life. But people have to understand that there's this river. And I call it if I would have, could have, should have river, because everybody has all these things in their past they wish they would have done differently. But, you know, I think we basically live in Guatemala with color TV. You got the haves and you got the have-nots. And the idea is to get across that river. And if they want to go into business with us, they can be part of the people where the rich get richer instead of the other side of the coin where the tough, it just gets a little bit tougher. Now, if you can get that across, then I'm sure a lot of you can explain it much better than I can, and you can let somebody know that we won't interfere with anything you're doing professionally or personally, but by working together, we can make a significant amount of immediate income, and we can build a strong residual income. You all heard the old cliche, we do things today we don't get paid for, so we can get paid later for things we don't have to do, right? That really works. That's a money formula that really works to what we're doing. You know, I mention a lot of different mentors, and you'll hear me mention them throughout the call, and these are people that I learned from, and these are people who have built great successes. Like Brad Hager loves to talk about how much he likes college basketball. You know, I love college football. Now, what's the difference between somebody donating $20,000 or $30,000 to their alma mater, and a great percentage of that, of course, is tax deductible, and you're putting money into your university, and you have the best seats, and you probably have a private lounge, and, yeah, you get to park outside the stadium, and it's a really great experience. What's the difference between that and scrambling around 2 hours before the game trying to hustle up some tickets and go to the game? And I've been in both of those arenas. I know what it's like. That's why if you're going to write something down, please write this down, empathy. You've got to be able to think inside of the prospect's head and put your feet inside of their shoes. The ego drive is important. The ego drive is what's going to push you to generate the activity, to put you in front of all these contacts, to hone your skills, to find the right marketing partners, to build your organization. But you've got to be able to show the prospect that you understand their dilemma. You've been where they are. It's not the money that they owe on credit cards. It's the stress factor. It's the domino effect. And I hear some of you, Nick, I've heard some of this before. Well, good, start using it. Because it's the domestic conversations that take place when people go into debt. It's the mental stress that sometimes manifests itself physically and debilitates a person. Now, compare that to what we have here. We don't have to be a pro athlete. We don't have to own a franchise. We don't have to wait until we inherit some money. We don't have to, you know, play a game and try to marry some money. We can go out and do this thing. And I think a big misconception, I get a lot of letters all the time, and people say, Nick, it takes time to learn all this stuff. It takes time, and I'm a firm believer in Art Williams that says the will to prepare to win is more important than the will to win, but I think you can over-prepare. I think you can sell yourself short. I mean, you know, with my previous company, you all know that I made over $50,000 in cash and awards my first 30 days. That wasn't by accident. When I was with a seminar company, Mentors in Motion, that's no longer in business because the keynote speaker developed acid reflux disease, I was the only seven-figure earner. But there's no reason for anybody who masters the basic principles that I share with you on these calls. And next week I'll be in Chicago, but there'll be a call. The following week I'll be in Las Vegas, and there'll be a call. The week after that I'll be in Ponte Vedra and St. Augustine, and there'll be a call. But if you take these elements of success that I've derived from people who make the $20, $30, $40, $50 million a year, if you write this down, and I mentioned that Earl Shaw says, if you treat it like a $1 million business, it could become one. And there's a guy who's made $15, $16 million and knows what he's talking about. If you treat it like a $1,500 investment, it's probably going to be a $1,500 business. It's how you approach it, right? Now, here's the other thing I hear quite a bit. They say, Nick, well, I've done some research. Congratulations. I've done a little research, too. But I understand that like 10% of the people make all the money in MLM. Think about that. 90% make nothing. 10% make all the money. Well, why not be in the top 10% instead of the bottom 90%? Now, here's something to think about. The U.S. Department of Health and Wellness says 9 out of 10 people at the age of 65 are dead or dead broke at 65 in the richest country in the history of mankind, right here in the USA. Now, do you think it's easier to go into the network marketing industry where it doesn't matter how tall or how short you are, doesn't matter about your ethnicity, your religion, your education, doesn't matter where you are, matters where you're going? Do you think it's easier to get in the top 10% that way? Or do you think, like my little brother, who is one of the top people at GlaxoSmithKline and now CEO of a biotech company, you think it's easier to take that route? Make sure you got the right name. Make sure you make the right connections. Make sure you make the right moves. Make sure you go to the right school. Go up on Wall Street, really compete with some people that really know what they're doing. Which way do you think is easier? Which way is more convenient? You know, I use my brother as an example. Makes an outrageous lot of money, flies all over the world, and has a beach house that pretty much sits dormant that Helen and I use probably more than he does. Why? Because we're in a business. We take a phone and a computer. We can work. We can play. We can do what we want to. We can be anywhere on the planet. Pretty nice situation to be in. So don't let people try to steal your dreams and tell you how tough this business is because it's tough for them. It may be tough for them because they don't have your tenacity. They don't have the discipline that you have to create a different life and a different lifestyle. And remember here, this is where the playing field is level. And if the playing field is level and you'll master a few basic concepts, this could be the best business you were ever in. Now, I mentioned I was going to talk a little bit about the mental aspects of business, and I don't want to just talk about it from a prospect's point of view. I want to talk about it from our point of view as well. Please write this down. I mentioned this to my team members on the call earlier in the week. Write down HOW. Here's where I think a lot of people get confused, and I hope this makes sense to you guys because this is important for me to share this point with you. How? a lot of people think it's the nuts and the bolts and the techniques and the transitional phrases and what you put on Facebook and what you do on Twitter and what kind of ad you run and how you look and how you dress and how you talk. And I guess they're components. But you got to back up. It's really how bad do you want the good? Why do you want to do what you want to do? And I don't want to sound, you know, like a know-it-all, because I'm not a know-it-all. And I mentioned this the other night, and I got to elaborate a little bit on this. I take some time and do a little self-introspection. I don't know it all, but I know Nick. I know myself. You need to know yourself. I know that there's 24 hours in the day, and that's the great equalizer. And, yeah, I'll probably repeat it a couple times because we either use it or lose it, but how we use it makes all the difference in the world. I know there's a lot of places you guys could be tonight. There's a lot of things that you could be doing. But you're here because you have a sincere interest in changing your life and changing your lifestyle. You also need to know there's no free lunch. You need to know that great things can be accomplished by being associated with great people. You need to know that, and it starts with us, all people really need in life to get this thing started. You know the old snowball story? I'll repeat that for some of you who've never heard it, but it's kind of like we could be out in Aspen or we could be up in the Poconos. It doesn't matter. But there's a lot of snow, and other people are playing around, having a good time, sledding, skiing, whatever. But we go over and decide to make a little snowball. And it's hard. You know, it's hard to get that nucleus, put that compaction together, get it where it takes some form and get some shape. But that's kind of like building a business. And while other people are doing nothing about their situation except thinking about it and dreaming about it, we're sacrificing a little bit of pleasurable time. We're doing things now that other people aren't doing. And then when we get that snowball together, maybe I get two or three people to help me. Maybe Jonathan comes over from the UK. Maybe Valerie comes up from Florida. Maybe Mitzi gets involved. Maybe some of you join me, whatever. And we start collectively as a team, even though we have individual goals, we start to push this snowball down the hill, and it literally takes on a life of its own. Nick, I've heard that story. Good. Start using it. What did I share with you? You can't do it by yourself. I guess you can, but it's harder. Get a group of people. Get a team with like interests. Deal with people with positivity. Deal with people who are enthusiastic. Deal with people who lift up your spirits. Don't deal with the people who, when you leave them, you feel like a drained battery. I don't mind the neutral people. I love the positive people. I love when I talk to you guys individually. I get charged up more than you do. Avoid the negative people. Can't do anything about them. And a nice thing about this is this snowball, as we push it, literally takes on a life of its own and gathers a bigger and bigger mass. You know what that is? That's more people. That's the law of attraction. That's people seeing something that's happening. That's those 200 emails you sent out to your warm market on the flyers that I sent you. And then you followed up with a phone call, and they get back with you and said, Nick, go make $5,000 or $6,000 and call me back. Have you heard that? They say it to me. I'm sure they say it to you. Nick, go make $10,000 and go call me back. And that's what you do. And you know what? You can go out and make $10,000 if you want to. You don't have to wait a year and a half to get this thing going. And as this snowball becomes on and takes a life of its own, you know what happens? We can't keep up with it. But, you know, businesses in life, there's obstacles that come across. And all of a sudden, this gigantic snowball that we put together runs into a tremendous log and stops dead in its tracks. Now, here's the good news. We don't have to go back to the top of the hill and rebuild this. We don't have to rebuild the snowball. We don't have to rebuild the business. We can go down there with fingertip control. One or two of us can give it a little nudge, and it just continues on its merry way of generating cash and attracting new prospects and getting that geometric and exponential progression that we're all looking for. Getting that money machine where you've actually created a printing press. And that's really how it works. But it starts off from finding something that you're really excited about. People talk about you got to have your why-tos. Your why-tos got to be bigger than your how-tos. Well, what is your why-to? You know, your real why-to is probably something you wouldn't share with me. It's probably that personal. It's probably that important that that's something that you might want to share with your husband, your wife, or a family member, or a close friend. But nobody can give you your why to. You have to develop that on your own. And when your why to is big enough, you'll find out the how-tos. And when you're like Les Brown says, when you're hungry, and he says it just like that. That's what he looks for. He believes that somebody starts with this being hungry and having that desire. Somebody who's fed up and tired, who's had that epiphany, who don't like what they drive, don't like where they live. And I'm not talking about the toothless and homeless, you know. There's people in a $400,000 house driving a BMW that think they should be further along down the road and probably should be. You know, they don't like the stress. They don't like what they do. They don't like the environment they're in. They don't like the people that they associate with on a day-to-day basis. They think that their time and their life is worth more, and it is. Then when you find out that desire, then you can do something as simple as Mark Yarnell says and just position yourself so you're either recruiting or selling product 2 hours a day. I mean, that's a place to get started if that's what you want to do. And as you achieve some success, as you get more comfortable, you can put more into the business. Talk about what Randy Gage says. He talks about building relationships, and it's based on personality. And there's not one of you on this call that I've met that doesn't have the personality to be successful. Different types. Some of you are pretty flamboyant. You kind of surprised me. Some of you are a little more set back, but you're very sincere, and you can't fake sincerity. And people relate to that. Or like my friend Dan McCormick, who makes about $2 or $3 million a year. You know, it'd be a little different. You always see that cartoon where the school of fish is swimming in one direction, and there's always one fish swimming in the other direction. And sure, your husband or your wife or your friend or your neighbor is going to tell you that, you know, they're crazy. You're crazy. Why are you crazy? Well, because their friend tried XYZ company X number of years ago, and it turned out to be a big disaster. So it didn't work for them, therefore it can't work for you. And no matter how close you are to people, people love to steal your dreams. So plant the seed with your warm market. Make sure that you understand your why, because that's where you're going to get your motivation. Because every day is not a lot of dollars and a lot of dreams. There's some tough things, and we have to be tough people in order to overcome that. But we have to understand that we're the type of people that can get to the goals. Now, if you understand what, for lack of a better expression, trips your trigger, I said earlier we can get to where we want to go by helping other people get to where they want to go. Please understand this and write this down. There's only three ways you make money. That's man at work. That's us as individuals. I'm using it generically. We all know there's more women in networking than there are men. That's men at work, generically. That's the people we introduce to the company, and for a mere introduction, we get a small percentage, which can add up to a lot of big dollars, just for introducing them into the company and coaching them up and extending a hand of friendship and reaching down if they're reaching up and sharing with them the fast track, the techniques, the transitional phrases, but more importantly, the psychology of why we all work together. Make sure they understand their why. If the why is big enough, they'll find out how to. That's not a problem. And then when you understand what trips your trigger, all you have to do is be a good news merchant. I'm going to say it at least five times probably tonight. All people really need is something to get excited about. If you can get somebody where they feel good about themselves and feel good about what they do and they set some simple goals, that excitement's going to build and build and build. And then go out and be a good news merchant. That's all. I don't know what you guys say to people. You know, maybe you're talking to somebody over the phone or face-to-face or using a 3-foot rule, a 30-foot rule. Maybe you're sending an email. Maybe you're using dialing software. Whatever you're doing, you know, you're getting a message across. Isn't your time and your life worth more? Hey, let me ask you something. Okay, you're an accountant. Okay, you're a plumber. Okay, you're an electrician. Okay, you're a waitress. Okay, you're a CEO. Okay, you're a retired professional athlete. Okay, you made a couple $1 million a year ago, and your boss ran off with your wife and your best friend bankrupted you. I don't want to hear all those stories in the past. Everybody seems to be a giant somewhere in the past. Where do you want to go today? You know, what do you need to do, regardless of what your vocation or your profession is, to increase your income by 50%? Will it happen this year? Nick, I don't think so. How about next year? I don't think so. Well, how about in the next 5 years? Probably not. Matter of fact, I'm pretty grateful to have the job that I have, or pretty grateful that we didn't get a raise this year. And it was a tough year. Look, last year was no piece of cake for anybody, but it was a pretty good piece of cake for us, wasn't it? I'm going to use Bill McDermott as a good example, a guy that's never been in networking. The guy comes in, and he worked for 3 weeks with some little company that sells ads or something like that. That was his entrepreneurial experience. But he used to making serious money. I mean, $250,000 plus, BMW, big house. But what happens? The game changed, didn't it? The mortgage business changed, didn't it? I can identify with him. You know, my daughter was in the mortgage business driving a CLS 55 that I know cost $135,000 because I paid for half of it. And then what happened? We had this big crash because the derivatives were being sold as derivatives, and we can just have a chain reaction. There was a meltdown. And you know what? There's no more of these no verification income mortgages. I'd like to buy this $200,000 house. I got $40,000. Wonderful, Nick. All you got to do is make $168,000. Yeah, well, I make $168,000. Great. Sign right here. Those days are gone. Now, I'm not saying the real estate market's not going to come back because building's been way down and it's based on supply and demand, but it's not going to go back there again, is it? But this guy comes in, and the first thing he does is have me sit down with his wife, Donna. And I've done the same thing with James Croson. I know you're on the phone with your wife, Laura. And we talk about what could be if we work together. You know, and this guy's a smart guy. He's an IT guy. He's got full-time employment. And we sit down, we do a little game plan. And he's in the business for 3 days and almost makes $2,000. The important thing is he brings in two people that are kindred spirits, two people that want more out of life. You know, Devin, I know you're up there in Baltimore, and James, I know you're right there in Atlanta, and then I got James Croson out in Oklahoma. But we got on the same page. And then Donna's going to meet with Helen tomorrow. And, you know, my wife does more work in this business than I do. I seem to get all the glory. She seems to do all the work. But she's one of the helping hands. I'm going to talk a little bit in a minute when I talk about the 4-H Club. But he understands exactly what we have here, and yes, he's got a lot to learn, but he immediately goes to work and does everything that I ask him to do. And you know what? I could name 15 other people that did the same thing all in a span of 72 hours, and they're going to go and they're going to grow, but they found something to get excited about. They understand their whys, and they're the type of people you like to recruit because they want, need, and will accept your help. They're willing to trust you. They're willing to follow your leadership. And it goes back to what? Finding out what trips your trigger, and then when you're in front of a prospect, what trips their trigger? How would you like to make full-time money on a part-time basis? How would you like to take some dead dormant hours, some time dreaming, scheming, reading a book, watching TV, whatever it might be, and put that into action without interfering with what you're currently doing, and maybe take care of your two biggest expenses, your car payment and your house, without touching your primary source of income? Would that be a pretty good way to get started working with me? If I could show you how to eliminate your two biggest monthly expenses without touching your primary source of income. And suppose we could get those two expenses paid off and that generated some extra cash that you could start investing money. Because the third way to make money, I gave you man at work and men at work, is having money at work. And the money works 24/7. And I don't care if you stick it in CDs or it's mutual funds or real estate or bonds, as long as it's somewhere where the money's working for you and not just buried in the ground. And actually, there's a lot of people who could have buried extra money for the last 5 years and be way ahead as well. But see, our business incorporates those three elements. We can work individually while we're learning the business. And most of you have some type of a bonus program that gets you off to a pretty good start. And then as we develop a team, we make that men at work. And then as we pay off our debts and we put a little money into our business, then you have that extra cash flow that everybody's looking for. You have that absence of stress, so you're more vital, you're sharper physically, you're sharper mentally. You become a product of the product, regardless of what it is. And then you make money 24/7, and that's where you build the true wealth. That's what this is all about. And you're a good news merchant. And we can talk about Facebook, and we can talk about Twitter, and we can talk about bump-ins and PDRs and walk-ins and phones and emails, and there's a million different ways that we can take advantage of technology. There's all sorts of activity. But if you know what trips your trigger, and you can find out what trips the prospect's trigger, and you're a good news merchant, don't deride other companies, don't deride other people, don't insult people, then just pull the trigger. And recognize some get it and some don't. That's worth writing down. That's Donald Trump's favorite quote. That's how it works. Some get it and some don't. But, you know, it's kind of like we're looking for all these things in all these areas. And if you all ever read the book Acres of Diamonds, where this guy travels for his whole life to look for the big mother load of this cache of diamonds and finally comes back home dejected, broke, and then the diamonds are right in his own backyard. If I could use that analogy, the acres of diamonds are within you. If you have any type of a spiritual foundation, you know that the good Lord doesn't make any garbage. And you know what? And I mentioned this the other night. Some of you may be better looking than me. You may be taller. You may be more highly educated. But I guarantee you this. In most cases, I know myself better than most people know themselves. And because I know myself, that puts me in a position to really understand the prospect. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I know what it's like to drive a car where the radiator will take me 30 miles and I've got to stop and get one of those milk bottles and fill it up with water and continue on my goal. I also know what it's like to be 6 months later and have the biggest Mercedes sedan they make and have two phones in it and be back to where I need to be. It doesn't take a long time. Now, are dreams important? Absolutely. Is desire important? Unquestionably. Is dedication a big factor? Sure is. And you can listen to all the books and tapes and get all this motivational hoopla that you want, but that still comes out to a D, and you're not a D person. You're not going to build a D organization. But if you've got the right attitude and you follow it up with the right activity, what I like to refer to as action, then you go from a D to an A. And that's how you get the results. I mean, you know, Tony Robbins talks about this better than anybody. Find somebody who's doing what you want to do and get the complete person, you know. Get the complete person. Make sure they have the same standards, the same ethics, the same morals. They live their life in the same way. We're not on this phone talking about distributing cocaine because money is what we're all about. That's not what this is all about. This is about helping ourselves by helping other people. But getting back to Tony Robbins, find someone and model them. And regardless of where you are in your company, get to the highest point. Get to the person who's doing the best job, who you can see yourself being just like. Doesn't matter if they're male, female, white, black, whatever. And you're going to find that successful people are willing to reach out and take you under their wing. That's how you're going to get to where you're going to go. And then incorporate these things. We spent an hour a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about something simple. It was meetup.com. And you can go on the Internet, and it's virtually worldwide, and you can find a meeting about anything. You know, if you're a chess player, you can find a chess club, whatever. We're networkers. Find a meeting where networkers meet, and they have an environment like we have here on our Wednesday night calls, where people share sincerely information for the benefit of all. And collectively, they form that mastermind group, which becomes a separate entity, which not only gives us ideas, but gives us insight, which gives us added energy as well. And then, you know, take that and form your own meetup.com. Learn to be a leader. If you're going to make the money, you're going to have to be the leader. If you master the basics, there's not a person on this call that can't become a leader. And you know what? You can do it in your own manner. It's like most of you know, my wife Helen, when you meet her face-to-face, you love her more than you've ever liked me, but she's not going to get on the stage in front of a couple thousand people, or she's not going to get on the bridge line and talk. She doesn't have to do that. I'd make sure that she doesn't do it. I've been on the stage with her and won two Rolexes, and I showboated for about 15 minutes, and they gave Helen the microphone. She says, you know what? You know what Nick just said? And everybody said, yeah. Helen said, ditto. Sometimes the best speakers say the shortest and the most in the quickest amount of time. So there's different ways to be a leader. You don't have to be that flashy iconoclast. And why do I mention this? Because you have to be yourself. You have to be all that you can be, which is the army power phrase, but you got to be yourself. You got to internalize these things, and you got to make them part of you. Now, the point of this previous 15 minutes, I hope you got this, is no one can give you your why. But why are you in the business that you're in? And I don't know what food group you're in. I don't know if you're in the seminar business, the health business, the internet business, the technology business, the telecommunications business. There's sectors here. But I hope you found a place that with so many opportunities, you're looking for two things. Somewhere where you really like to be, because that's where you're going to get the passion to fulfill your why, and somewhere where the leadership is that they really will help you get to where they want to go. And they got the goods, for lack of a better expression. In other words, they're not doing trial and error as they go along. And if you want to condense the other 10 minutes, when you're looking for prospects, you're looking for someone who had that epiphany. They had that wake-up call. They don't like where they are in life. Their time and their life are worth more. And then you got to kind of open up the conversation with those little catchphrases that I gave you earlier and initiate a serious conversation. But, you know, how much desire do you have? How much is in your heart? And then follow through with the activity and action. Now, I'd like you to write this down. This is kind of neat. I want to talk about the 4-H Club. And for my friends out in Iowa, we're not going to be talking about livestock. And for my friends that are on Facebook that do Farmville, I hope that while you're doing Farmville, you're like me and you're on the phone talking to prospects and you can have the biggest imaginary farm in the world you want and make $20,000 in 10 days simultaneously. But a couple key points. Who you are in business with is definitely as important as the business itself. So when you find the right sector where you can deliver the passion that you want to be in, then you make sure that you get the right person. Because business is like life. In addition to who you're in business with, sometimes who you know is more important than what you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes who you know is more important than what you know. Let me talk a little about this 4-H Club. All right. 4-H Club is going to be real easy to remember. Listen, everything starts between the ears. Now, I don't know how that little spark of energy crosses over from a synapse and gets to a neuron. I didn't sign up for that course. I just know that's how it works. Every great idea starts between the ears. So every good idea is registered up there in somebody's mind. When you're explaining the comp plan or you're going through the company, the product, the money, the opportunity, you're talking about your success and letting them know it could be their success. When you're talking about the overall success of the company or the great leaders, okay, all this stuff is registering logically, and that's good, okay? It makes sense. It's not something off the wall where people shut you down because it's just preposterous. But the second part from the head, it's one thing to have the idea in your head. You've got to embrace the idea in your heart. You've got to get this where the prospect goes from the head only to the head and the heart. We have to do the same thing. And the heart is where the passion comes from. The heart is where the energy comes from. The heart is where when you run into an obstacle that you don't quit and give up and end up like that miner who's 2 feet from the vein of gold. There's too many people you guys have been around that don't have the talent level that you have, that don't have the communication skills that you have. But you know what the difference is? They've got the big why to, and they've translated that into discipline, and they've carried that forward into activity which produces results, and they don't chase the money. They concentrate on the activity that produces the results. Because the computer doesn't say, gosh, James Croson, he's out in Oklahoma, he's a good friend of Nick's, he's a nice guy, better send him a check for $2,850. He was pretty close, we'll send him a bonus for another $3,000. Doesn't work like that. Some of you have bonus plans. You got to score so many points. You got to do so many things. That's free money. That should be a standard. That shouldn't be an added incentive. That should be part of the activity that gets you there. That's part of developing your story. So you can't just have it in the head. It's got to be in the heart. I like to refer to it as playing the game. I said this to somebody the other day, and they said, Nick, what do you mean the game? This is not a game. I said, let me get something straight with you right now. The game is a figure of speech. I enjoy this business so much. I like people so much. This is fun. If it's fun to me, it's a game. But when it comes to business, I'm deadly serious. I don't have time for people when you talk to them on the phone that say, I've got 3 minutes, pal. What do you got? My response is, hey, listen, sounds like I caught you at a bad time. Would you like me to call you back tomorrow or after Christmas? and they'll probably chuckle or they'll laugh, and I'll reschedule the appointment. Sometimes they say they just got out of the shower, they had a domestic disturbance, and they brush it off, and we get into a conversation. And there are some idiots that say, yeah, give me a call back after Christmas, like I'm really going to do that, right? Now, that doesn't work too good on December 15th, by the way. But this time of the year, that works pretty good. You see, when we're recruiting, if we've got this idea in our head and we've got the passion in our heart, we understand that we're going through a sifting process. And that's great that you've got dialing software and you can reach 30,000 people in an hour. And if you all need information on that, you can contact me. I'll set you up with somebody to help you out with that, or an email broadcaster, or anything that's legal, that's technologically advanced, that will give you more hours in the day. If you need help with your transitional phases, I'll help you with that too. But see, when you've got all these things together, you've got the head, you've got the heart, and you're deadly serious about your business, then your time is at a premium. You've often heard the expression, some people got more money than time and vice versa. Well, when your time's at a premium, you're going from person to person to person. My conversations usually last probably 3 minutes or maybe 7 or 8 minutes. That's the initial conversation. And then after they've been exposed to your company's video or maybe a presentation call, maybe something about yourself somewhere, and you get back together with them for the second time, I want you to write this down. The first time was the selling interview, and your goal was to get the appointment. Don't prejudge anybody. Get the appointment. That's your job. I'll come back to that in a second. But the second interview, when they agree to meet with you and they actually meet with you, that's the buying interview. And those conversations sometime might be like I'm talking to Bonnie and Jen up in Virginia. I might have two or three conversations with them. Might be a half hour, might be 45 minutes, doesn't matter. I know when I found good people. I know when I've located people that get it. And then I'm on a three-way call. And my marketing partners are so well-trained, and you guys know who you are, that they never put anybody in front of me who doesn't get it. They never put anybody in front of me who doesn't have the time, interest, and money and wants to meet with me. Now, I want to go back to this. I said that the first part was the selling interview. The biggest thing that I get, and I've got a question right here in the email box, so I might as well answer it right now, is, Nick, I have a lot of broken appointments, and people don't get back with me. And what is it? Is it the call? Is it me? What is it? Well, the only way you're going to find that out is send them a quick email, and it's going to sound something like, Bob and Susie, listen, we had an appointment at 10 o'clock, and I hope everything is okay with your family. You're going to phrase it like the only way they wouldn't meet with you is if they got in a car wreck. And what I'd like you to do is just respond to this email or give me a call. Now, you'll find in most cases they'll respond to the email. But it could be they never made it to the call. It could be that maybe you didn't speak with strength and conviction and confidence, and you sound kind of weak, and that's easy to overcome because the more people you call with the goal of getting more appointments and improving your skill set, the better you're going to be, the more efficient you're going to be, the more comfortable you're going to be, the more confidence you're going to have, and people are going to hear it through the phone. This is the kind of person I want to be associated with. What did we just do? We created some excitement. We got somebody excited. And then what did we say earlier? All people need is something to get excited about to get this thing going. Now, I'll give you some hooks real quick. I just went through this with one of my marketing partners the other day. They're not going through the ABCs. Hey, Bob, listen, when you go to this call, would you write down ABC? You know, you might be a C person. They're in the minority. For whatever reason, it's not your cup of tea. Just for my own marketing edification, I feel I made a friend down there in Tuscaloosa. Give me a call back. Let's trade calls at 10 o'clock and tell me why. Maybe there was some miscommunication. I can clear that up. And let me get a sip of green tea. Or you might be a B person. A B person is serious. They like what they hear. They can understand how they can get out of what they're into. But they have some questions that need to be answered. And my response is, if you're a B person and I can address your questions to your satisfaction and show you how this can work for you, like it's working for tens of thousands of others all over the country, all over the world, wherever your company's operating, then you just became an A person. You know what an A person is? An A person is somebody who gets it, who sees the light, who wants to team up, who recognizes we can both accomplish our individual goals by working together as a team, who understands who we are, what we do, and how we do it, and we can start making money literally in 24 hours. Does that mean they're going to get a check in 24 hours? Probably not, because you usually have a 1-week waiting period. Explain that to them. But they can certainly get started on their training. They can certainly get those emails out to their warm market and get that stuff out of the way and just plant a seed and understand that you're not going to recruit a lot of those people, but a lot of those people are going to watch and see what you do. And if you do well, they're right behind you. It's amazing the number of people that came back to me after I made that pretty significant amount of money. Nick, how did you do it? You know, they come back to you. Kind of a nice place to be, right? You could do the same thing. And then you go from the head and the heart, and I hope you're hearing really how to recruit people. Treat people like you would like to be treated. Don't be the quote-unquote blue suede salesman. Don't hit people with a lot of hype. If anything, overpromise and underdeliver is the wrong way to go. You know, do the reverse. Do the right thing. Wear the white hat. When you do the right thing, it may seem like you're setting yourself back a couple of steps. In the long run, there are universal laws in place. And I hope you guys have mastered those. I learned the hard way. You know, I was young. You know, you do something and there's something done. There's a couple $100 in your favor, but you know it's not your money or whatever. And you take the money and 6 weeks later you have a $5,000 car wreck with a $5,000 deductible. You're going to reap what you sow in this life and you're going to get it back tenfold. So do the right thing. Life's a lot easier. And even though people respect you more, you can respect yourself a little bit more. Then we come to the hands, helping hands. That's the third part of 4-H. Hands are so many different things. I hope that I'm a helping hand by sharing the 60 minutes with you tonight and in the past and beyond. I think a family member, whether it's a young child that's going to send out emails for you, whether it's somebody who's going to, whether you're doing snail mail, whether it's a wife who's helping a husband, whether it's a husband who's helping a wife, it doesn't have to be a tangible type of activity. It could just be the support. You know, it's biblical, a house divided cannot stand. It's why I always, on people I personally interview and sponsor, and I've got a pretty good success rate on the people I sponsor doing really well, and I'm very proud of that, and that's a testament to the people that I recruit, not to me. I make sure that the husband and wife are involved. And even if it's just initially a support mechanism, there's things that they'll find that they can do. Like, you know, my son, my Facebook got filled up, so he launched this new thing, Nick Skolsky's Networking Armada. Now, I took Facebook to 0 to 5,000 in 45 days. He's been doing this for 2 weeks, and he's got 42 people. But you know what? He's helping. He's willing to do something. Now I'll meet with him later in the week, and I'll show him what I know so that he acquires a new technique that he can use, and then he'll be able to get things going for himself later on in his business. But he's a helping hand right now. And with all the technology that we have, look, I'm a lot older than you guys, and when I start sounding like it, tell me to get off the phone. But I can remember the days of mobile telephones. They were like lunch boxes, and I had to have two of these four-foot antennas on the back of my Eldorado because back then you didn't have Lexuses and Mercedes, and the reception was terrible. And I think it cost 25 cents a minute, and you had like 18 buttons you had to push. But look at this today. From the end of the cell phone for $50 a month, you can text, you can talk, incoming, outgoing. You know, you can literally build a financial empire from the end of the cell phone. Look at all the things we can do with computers. Look at what you can do with social media. The one thing I want to caution you on social media, look, this is a contact sport. I want to really emphasize that direct contact, whether you're just casually mentioning to people what you do in a social setting or you're contacting people on the phone, that those are the types of activities that are the primary activities that are going to get you to where you want to go. Now, some of you are masters at Facebook, but generally – that's a slow boat to China. That's an ancillary activity to help you get in front of more people. And maybe if you've got a good account and you've got something to say, maybe that gives you some credibility. But in most cases, people hear this about branding, and they want to start from day one. You don't have anything to brand. If you're brand new, you don't have anything to brand. You got to do what I did. You got to find out who the leaders are and edify and promote the leaders. When you're doing a three-way, you're going to spend 3 to 5 minutes talking about that person and edify them with valuable factual information so they know they're just not talking to somebody who lives in Columbia, South Carolina, but they're talking to a superstar that's generated over $6 million in the networking industry and knows what she's doing and is one of 20 women featured in a book that features nothing but multimillionaire entrepreneurs. You know, you want to get that point across. You want to put that credibility in there. So we go from the head to the heart to the hands, and then it comes to the Hip National Bank. And people like to throw this figure around. Nick, I want to make $10,000 a month. Great. How long have you been thinking about that? That come to you this morning, or you've been thinking about it for a couple of years? Are you ready to do something about that? Suppose we started off and it was only $2,300 between now and the end of July, but it could grow from there, and it could eclipse $10,000 a month. Would you have an interest in that? You got to bring people to where they're just talking, to where they're willing to start doing, to where they're willing to devote 10 hours a week as a minimum. And I'm not talking about training or being on calls like this. I'm talking about 10 hours after they've been trained. And if you're a good sponsor, there's nothing better than on-the-job training. You get on there and let them listen to you make calls. You listen to them make calls. You critique them. You do it in a private setting. You never critique in public. You do it in private. You praise in public. And you get them to where they can be as effective as they can be and let them know after that it's a numbers game. And there's ways that we can massage the numbers to make them more effective. But, you know, in business as in life, sometimes it's what you put into it in order to get something good out of it. You could make zero in this business or you could make a fortune in this business. But you know who the deciding factor is? It's not the company. It's not the product. It's not the mentor. It's not the sales script. It's not your husband and it's not your wife. It's you as an individual. How bad do you want it? You know, companies are kind of like people. They go through inception, they go through takeoff, they go through rapid growth, they go through maturation and decline. And then they become history, ghosts, vapor, and memory. Where's your company at? You need to take a look at that. You need to take a look at that. But more importantly, where are you at? And if you're going into maturation and decline, I can assure you it's not an age thing. Because if you've got the heart and soul of a 21-year-old and you've got the drive and the initiative, I've had people who are in their 80s be successful in this business as well as people who are 19 and 20 years old. I've had people who are PhDs and literally 18-year-old kids that deliver pizzas. And I've had people that deliver pizzas that are 18 and look like they're in their 60s. It doesn't matter. It comes from the drive. It comes from sharing that, you know what, if you want to really get somewhere in life, you got to own something. And if we can put this plan together for you like we've done for so many other people, then you own something. Then you are that merchant. Then you became that employer without the big cost of the office and the accounting and the inventory, but the rewards are just as significant and just as big. And if you remember that H2O formula that I shared with you, where H stands for head-to-head, and as many people as you can get head-to-head with through an email, through the phone, through social media marketing, whatever technique you're using, and then recognize that money is not too important. It's just second to oxygen. That's what the H2O is on there for. Then you'll get to where you want to go, and you'll get there in record time. Now, I've got about 3 minutes left. Epiphany. You're looking for people who want to change, not that you want to change them. That means you have to go through a lot of people to find those people. Some people get it. Some people don't. Recruiting becomes very easy when you use my hallmark phrase, which you'll see on nickskolsky.com on the blog and always hear me share with you, that the purpose of these training sessions are to get you to become that person worth meeting with an idea worth sharing. I'm going to repeat it. When you can become that person worth meeting with an idea worth sharing, you can get to go where you want to go. And remember, when the man, and don't send me all those PC correct emails. When I say man, I'm talking about men and women. When the man with the money meets the man with the idea gets the money, and the man with the money gets the idea. Everyone wins. Get the idea? Now, I'm going to close on this. We talked all about recruiting and self-introspection and the fact that we have to know what we want, and then we have to have the discipline to produce the activity that produces the results. We also said there's not a person on this call that can't achieve great success by taking that formula and then applying the four H's, getting the idea in your head, getting the passion from your heart, concentrating on activity. The money will take care of itself. Become a master of the activity to be the best that you can be. When you get off that phone and you say, if I was on the other end of that phone, I'd be on that call tonight at 9:30 or 7 o'clock, or I'd be in Jacksonville, Florida for that private meeting on Monday, whatever it might be. When you get to be that good, then a lot of good things are going to happen. But I'm going to give you a caveat. When you're recruiting, learn to pass on people. Just because somebody wants to join and has a credit card, you're going to thank me for this later. You're going to be so excited. You're going to want to recruit everybody. Recruit people who are coachable. Stay away from the negative people. Recruit workers. Don't recruit time bandits. Don't associate with the bottom feeders. Don't deal with these know-it-alls. Don't get these people that made $5 million doing something else, and they're going to show you how to do this business. Don't deal with these people who want something for nothing, or they want you to do it all for them. Gimme, 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 gimme. You want to write this down? Recruit only those who want, need, and will accept your help. And I've got 1 minute left, and I think that's worth repeating. Only those who want, need, and will accept your help. I always ask myself this question. Would I work for them? Would they work for me? And could we work together? And if the answer is yes, there's nothing that I won't give them in terms of time and energy, and I'll put my money where my big mouth is, to help them learn how to contact people to build an organization. I can do it. You can do it. So figure out who you are. Figure out what you want. Allocate your time. And go do it. And get all the help you can. And this is my closing comment. But recognize, to make the real big income, you have to, at some point, learn to be totally independent. You can't be dependent on someone and they're not available for a three-way because they're doing another three-way. You can't be dependent on some technician that was supposed to get you out 5,000 emails. You can't be dependent on someone. You've got to be independent and know how to do this and stand on your own two legs. But the great news is we can all work together so that you can master those skills, so you can acquire those techniques, that you can have more of the life that you need, that you want, and that you deserve, and I'll help you get there. So I want to thank you for your time. I hope it was 60 minutes well invested. If you have any questions I didn't get a chance to address, tonight only send them to CEOWealthShowcase.com. You guys have all my contact information. If you got Alex's address, by the way, it's alex@stopsitting.com. If he's a friend of yours, just send him a quick note, tell him you wish him well with his family and that everything turns out all right, and say a prayer for him. On behalf of Helen, my wife of over 40 years, who I took to my senior prom, who just had a great birthday on Monday that we celebrated 3 days late, on behalf of all of you who are my friends, whether you're new friends or old friends, and on behalf of myself, I thoroughly enjoyed this 62 minutes. I hope it gave you a little insight on who you could be and how it's possible. So this is Nick Skolsky saying, bye for now. God bless, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.